because these districts have had to either cut programs, cut staff. Local tax rates have typically gone up.
Erie County Association of School Boards Director Jane Brzezinski. Reasons for the big funding losses include the infamous gap elimination adjustment, a property tax cap, and mandate relief.
So we've lost, a small district like North Collins, for instance, might lose about $14 million, which means a lot to a small district like North Collins.
Those losses range from more than $100 million in school districts like Kenmore, Tonawanda, and Frontier, to more than $32 million in Akron and Alden, and up to $51 million in Amherst. But Brzezinski tells WBFO News relief might be in sight under the proposed state budget plan. Both the Senate and Assembly have proposals for substantial increases in foundation aid to schools and ending the GEA.
Obviously, we're not a tremendously wealthy area, and it's difficult to tell communities that you have to ante up even more because it's just reached a limit where you don't want to do that.
Now, districts are still waiting to learn how that foundation aid would be distributed. Brzezinski says the message to state lawmakers is take a serious look at mandate relief, get rid of the GEA, and stop taking money from school districts. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.